He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Psalm chapter 40, verse 2. The seed hidden in the mud. Remember the book Forward, where I introduced the journey of the lotus seed? Try to reimagine that lotus seed buried in the thick, dark mud at the bottom of a swamp, while being pressed down upon by layers of muck, weeds, and all of the other debris that lives in a swamp area. If you could look to the bottom of that swamp and see the seed, one would think there is no sign of life. No one would look at the mud and say, "This is where beauty will come from." Yet inside that seed, unseen by human eyes, is a design full of potential, a blueprint written by the Creator Himself. The lotus seed doesn't need clear water to thrive. In fact, it requires the mud, the heaviness, the pressure, the darkness. All of it becomes the foundation of its strength. Its roots will eventually dig into the very thing that seemed poised to bury and suffocate it. The surroundings meant to suffocate now become the very nourishment that will fuel its rise to the surface. That's where we begin this journey. At the bottom, in the mud, in the places we don't want to look. But this is where all transformation truly begins. I know what that feels like. To be stuck in places so dark you wonder if light will ever reach you. To wake up every day, going through the motions, pretending you're fine, when inside you feel invisible, empty, or broken. To survive the day-to-day, but live with heaviness and sorrow in your heart. To appear as though you're winning on the outside, but know you're drowning on the inside. Maybe you know that feeling all too well.